That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, we proclaim also to you. Thus far the text. A letter which, if we were listening close enough, leaves us with a few unanswered questions. Just what exactly was it that they heard anyway? What sight had they seen with their own eyes? What was it that they touched with their very own hands? Questions worth thinking about in this joyful season that still feels fresh and new, this season of new life. I'm not talking about opening day. I'm talking about National Poetry Month, of course. And these things, these visceral, palpable, tangible things that the we, first person plural, the we of 1 John witnesses, proclaims, writes about, remind me of a poem. A poem that was submitted to the Religious Arts Festival at Clifton Lutheran Church in Marblehead, Massachusetts, in the year 1960. It won $100 for first place. Seven Stanzas at Easter by John Updike. Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecule re-knit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall. It was not as the flowers, each soft spring recurrent. It was not as his spirit in the mouths and fuddled eyes of the 11 apostles. It was as his flesh, ours. The same hinged thumbs and toes, the same valved heart that pierced, died, withered, paused, and then regathered out of enduring might new strength to enclose. Let us not mock God with metaphor, analogy, sidestepping, transcendence, making of the event a parable, a sign painted in the faded credulity of earlier ages. Let us walk through the door. The stone is rolled back, not paper mache, not a stone in a story, but the vast rock of materiality that in the slow grinding of time will eclipse for each of us the wide light of day. And if we have an angel at the tomb, make it a real angel, weighty with Max Planck's quanta, vivid with hair, opaque in the dawn light, robed in real linen, spun on a definite loom. Let us not seek to make it less monstrous for our own convenience, our own sense of beauty, lest, awakened in one unthinkable hour, we are embarrassed by the miracle and crushed by remonstrance. We can picture him in the poet's words, can't we? The same hinged thumbs and toes, the same valved heart. Which goes to show that I don't think you can read the first verse of 1 John without remembering the last two chapters of John's gospel. And perhaps it's only when we read the first verse of 1 John that we see how visceral, how tangible, how palpable things become in the last two chapters of John's gospel when the resurrected one, his amino acids rekindled, enters the room. We hear the low whisper like wind in the garden as he speaks our name. We see him walk through the locked door, unstifling the air of our held breath. We touch the jagged slip of doubt-defying flesh in between his ribs. We smell the charcoal fire mixing with sea salt air. We taste the salted sweetness of fresh fish hot off the grill. And perhaps only then do we realize that if we will remain content in our abstractions, in all the cogito ergo sums by which we think we are, then the only one we're deceiving is ourselves. And it is, as the poet says, a crushing remonstrance. But then again, this is what makes joy complete. To know in the very marrow of our bones, in the same valves of a heart by which our advocate was born, lived, died, rose again, to know in the very flesh of this body by which we will ever live or move or have being in this world or the next, to know in the nakedness of this body, that by his rising, we are cleansed, body and soul, from all unrighteousness. In the first verse of 1 John, we find forgiveness in the only way we know how, in the very body, the very humanity that God in Christ, in whom there is no darkness at all, gives back to us, uniquely our own, with eyes to see and ears to hear and a flesh to feel life in its deepest, its fullest light, life resurrected. And we will be unembarrassed by the miracle of it all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.